Interviewer is Jesse Cease, and the date is June 1st, 2000. And the interview is being taken place at Gail Schneider's house. Here we go. Please tell me the general outline of your life leading up to the 1950s, like where you lived, how your family situation.
Okay, my early life, my father was a logger, a mill man, and we moved around from all over Oregon and some in Washington until I was in high school in Forest Grove, which was, let's see, what year was that? Probably 1941. And then we lived a short distance from here, and my mother said, "We're not moving anymore while Gail's in high school." So we settled down there, and then we moved up to this location about a year later, and so I've lived here for the last 60 years. And after high school, part-time, I was in what they called at that time a trades and industry program that was through the high school. And so I worked part-time at the Safeway store in Forest Grove for about through the summer, and then I enrolled in at that time it was Oregon State College, not Oregon State University, and I went about two terms there, and then I decided that I hadn't earned enough money on my own, and I didn't want my parents to continue supporting my education, so I quit college and came back to work, and I continued to work at Safeway for probably 5 years or so, and then in 1950 I was inducted into the Army, and then in 1951 I went overseas to Japan. Let's see, I'm getting ahead of myself. That said until 1950, didn't it?
Yeah, well, okay. You can go.
Keep on going, all right. And we took our basic training at that time Camp Polk, Louisiana. Now it's Fort Polk, Louisiana, and we shipped out to go overseas through the Panama Canal to Japan the following spring, which would have been in 1951, and we were there until November, the very last of October or the first of November. Then we went to Korea, and we were stationed a little bit above the 38th parallel, and the winter was very cold. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to see spring come with the native azaleas that were in bloom, and I was there until September, which time I was released from active duty and returned to the United States on Labor Day of 1952.
Okay. So, what branch did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
And what exactly was your job?
Primarily, I was a mail clerk in a headquarters company. That was kind of interesting work. It wasn't anything that was very progressive as far as getting ahead and any extra stripes or ratings as far as that goes. But it was satisfying to me to be able to help the guys. When we left Japan, they furnished me with a huge truck that was full of packages that the guys had bought before we shipped to Korea to send home. And I went to the unit post office there about 5:30 in the afternoon, and it took me till 3 o'clock in the morning to get them all mailed. And I wrapped them all.
Wow.
I was a sucker for punishment. But they were real nice. In return for that, they all chipped in and bought me a real nice Bolsey B2 camera, which I used a lot when I was over there. And I haven't taken any pictures since.
So, in your opinion, why were we fighting in Korea?
Oh boy, turn that thing off. not very good at expressing myself. I really don't know exactly why we were there. I was just in the service and that's where I went. It could have been some other country. I really don't care to go on with that part of it.
And okay. So
the thing is recording all this, I suppose.
Oh, that's me. So maybe we could go over to these questions more. Did you think it was important for the United States to stop the spread of communism throughout the world?
Of course.
And
I suppose that's probably one of the main reasons that we were there, was to stop the spread of communism.
Mm-hmm. And did you see any positive aspects of the Cold War and the Korean War?
Any positive, what was it?
Aspects. What were the positive results that you see?
Well, from where I was in the unit, I didn't have much access to any of the policies or politics or anything like that of the higher officials. I was just in this very low secondary position and didn't really get into any of that sort of stuff.
And so, when did you come home from overseas?
I came home. I didn't serve quite 2 years in the service. I was honorably just discharged Labor Day in 1952.
Okay.
And I was inducted in October of 1950, so it wasn't quite 2 years.
So, after you came back, did you feel that communism, the spread of communism, was a threat in this area?
I didn't feel that it was a real threat in this area. It had already spread pretty much through the European countries and the adjacent areas, but I didn't think myself that it was a real great threat here.
Let's see. Was there any fear that any sort of nuclear attack would happen in this local area that you remember?
I didn't give it that much thought, but of course that was in the back of everybody's minds at the time, but I didn't really think that it would come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I had no fear of that.
Did you think, well, I guess you kind of already answered that. You didn't think Portland area would be a strategic target?
No, I don't. I think it would have been one of the more major metropolises, Southern California, New York, something like that, if it should occur. But I wasn't even thinking about it happening.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, did you remember any sort of civilian defense things going on, like plans for
civilian defense?
Yeah.
No, there was propaganda about this and that and the other thing, but I wasn't involved in any of that. And any of the defense work.
And, do you recall any major patriotic observances from those times?
Any patriotic what?
Observances, celebrations.
You mean when I was in the service, in the army itself?
More like when you were back. When you were back here?
When I was back. No, not really. I'm sure they had different things in Portland, but I never, like I say, I didn't travel too far from home. Mm-hmm. I was just so glad to get home. I stayed here most of the time.
And so were the, like, 4th of July and Memorial Day, were those really made more important then?
Not personally. I suppose that the Memorial Day was a bigger occasion then than it seems to be now. Now I'm going from that by the way our business at the floral shop was. Years ago, we had so many flowers to take to the cemeteries as compared to now. It's nothing. The younger generation doesn't, they're more affluent or something. I don't know just what it is, but they don't take the interest in the in their grandparents or older people that they did at that time. Mm-hmm. There was a lot more, I won't say sentimentality, I don't know what the word might be that I'd use for it, but they just don't do as much observance as they used to.
Yeah. What kind of attitude did you have toward the government, the U.S. government in those days?
What kind of what?
An attitude did you have towards the U.S. government in those days?
I think probably a little better than I do now. After some of the things that's taken on within our governmental offices the last few years, so I have kind of lost some respect for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was very respectful of the president and the cabinet and the secretaries and all that in those years, with the occurrences that have happened within the government in the last 6 or 7 years. I've lost a lot of respect.
Do you think most people at that time kind of shared that?
I would think so. I don't know, but I would think so. A lot of people feel a lot the same way.
Mm-hmm. Is there any like one major event that really stands out in your mind in the 1950s? Doesn't have to be about Cold War or anything, but just something that was...
Major event in my life was getting to come home. as far as politics or any of that sort of thing, Panmunjom and all that, I was never close to any of that, so I really don't have much of an opinion on that.
And that was...
But the major event for me was just get out of the Army and come home, get back to work and school.
So you were like kind of relieved to be home, to be back? You were relieved to be back home?
Yeah, not from being afraid of anything, not from fear, just I've always been kind of a homebody, and I missed home and my parents, and I was just happy to get home.
Mm-hmm. There was a polio epidemic in the 1950s. Is that, do you recall anything about that? Did that affect you or your family?
A polio?
Polio.
No, it didn't affect me. I do have a niece that had polio. We were both exposed to it when we were only about 3 years old. And she got it and I didn't. I felt very fortunate about that. It hasn't affected her life a whole lot. She still continues to do everything she did, but she does a lot of it on crutches. But I didn't even realize, I guess, that there was a polio epidemic at that time.
What did people do for entertainment in the 1950s?
I suppose probably... Now, are you talking about here at...
Yeah.
In the States, at home?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I think a good deal the same as they do now. Ball games, dancing, sports activities. I think sports activities have come in a lot stronger than they did at that time as far as everybody participating and that, and of course that was just the beginning of TV, and we developed a lot of couch potatoes in that length of time since then. But I think there was a lot of activity in the sports field. Mm-hmm.
You kind of mentioned that it was different when you were in Korea.
What was different?
What did you do for entertainment over in Korea, if there was any spare time over there?
There wasn't that much spare time. They did have USO shows that came around from time to time, and I got to see a few of those, but there really wasn't a lot of entertainment. I mean, there wasn't any place to go when you're there. You're stuck in that. When you're out in the pucker brush, you stay in the pucker brush.
And so what were these O shows?
USO. It was entertainers from the United States would come over. Oh, like Bob Hope did a lot of entertaining, and I never saw him, but there was one, I can't remember who she was now. One of a girl singers came, and I don't know, I think there was about 3,000 or 4,000 guys all sitting around watching her, and I was so far back I couldn't even see what she looked like. But there was USO shows that came occasionally, not on a regular basis at all, but they did come a few times while I was there. Aside from that, there wasn't too much other than at night guys playing poker and stuff like that, drinking beer. Me, I had my hot chocolate, but I don't like beer.
What do you think is the most significant difference between now and the 1950s?
As far as myself is concerned, there isn't that much difference. I go on at about the same speed that I did then, but I think there is a lot more traveling and that sort of thing now. The money people make scares me, and they seem to be able to afford more luxuries and vacations and advantages than they had when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. What kind of media, like, did you mainly rely on for most of your information?
At that time it was the, of course there was several, I didn't have one, but there were several radios in the company, and the other information was through the, I can't even remember the name of the Army newsletter that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall, probably once a week or so. And that gave world news and that sort of thing.
And how about when you came back from Korea?
Well, at that time, it was mostly TV and radio and newspapers as far as news events and media were concerned. Now, what else did you ask on that first question?
I think you covered it.
I did, okay. Well, I never have myself, aside from this tape thing, I've never been one to get very involved in community activities. I'm I'm not the leader. I'm a good follower, but I'm not the leader. I'm not involved in community activities very much.
And so, on the newspapers and the TV, how much did they stress the urgency of the Cold War and beating the communists and the Red Scare and things like that?
Well, of course, a lot of that information sort of thing wasn't publicized too much to lower grade service personnel. I suppose the upper echelon had a lot more information on it than what I ever heard.
Mm-hmm. And how much of that, what you did see, how much did that affect you and your mindset towards the things of that nature?
You got a bee bug? As far as myself was concerned, it didn't affect me that much, one way or the other. I was just there to, defend my country, mm-hmm. such as it was, and so it didn't really affect me one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
The cottonwoods are really sending out the cotton.
Yeah. How much did you actually know about, like, the atomic bomb and the effects that it would have on people?
I really didn't know very much about it until the manufacturer of it or anything like that. And so I really was pretty dumb about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until they dropped one in Japan. And that was not at that time, it was prior to that.
And so how did you feel about using the atomic bomb?
How did I feel?
Yeah, what were your personal feelings towards it?
I suppose I'd have to say that it probably served its purpose. I think it was a terrible thing, but if it served its purpose, I guess it was okay. I never had to get into any fighting when I was over there at all, no hand-to-hand combat or anything like that, since I was in a headquarters company.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what my reaction would have been if somebody was standing there pointing a rifle at me and I was standing there pointing a rifle at him. I really don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I probably would have said, okay, here I am. And if you want to shoot me, go ahead. I'm not going to shoot you. I don't know how I would have felt. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have a feeling of that. Some guys probably do. But I didn't have that kind of feeling.
And so, did you ever hear any talks about using atomic bombs on Korea?
No, I never heard of anything like that.
Okay.
There was a lot of ground fighting and air combat and that sort of thing, but and they used napalm bombs, which I didn't really understand what they were. I saw the effects of them, but I never heard of anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was your opinion of the fighting that was going on? How did you feel about all that, even though you weren't directly involved in it?
No, get out of here. No, I wasn't. That'll probably be on your tape, too. Now, get out of here. No, I wasn't affected that much, but now say that question again.
How did you feel about the way the war was being fought?
I was satisfied. It seemed like, as far as I was concerned, what was going, we were progressing and not taking a back seat or a standoff position. We were aggressive enough that I figured that it might last a long time, but at the rate it was going, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I lost my thought. Do you remember, when China entered into the war?
No, I don't. I don't remember when that was.
But how did you feel about when that happened?
I don't really have an opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so when you got back to this area, do you ever remember anybody taking loyalty oaths because people were afraid of the spread of communism in the United States? Any sort of thing like
that? No, I guess there was loyalty oaths, all right, but I never knew anyone that had to do it or had anything to do with it, even.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about Senator McCarthy and his
We're getting into these political things now that I was not a participant or an active person in the politics at all, and I don't remember.
Do you remember much about the way people who... Okay. Do you remember much about the fear of communism in the United States? Of it infiltrating in the United States?
No, not really. There was always talk of it, all right, and this and that, the other thing about it, but it wasn't anything that I was particularly concerned about. Maybe I should have been, but I wasn't.
So what were some of the talk that was going on about things like that, if you remember?
I don't really remember any specific things at all. I knew communism had been around and that sort of thing, but I don't remember any particular talks or anything like that.
Oh, thank you. And so, do you remember, in your opinion, what exactly was communism to you? What did that mean?
It wasn't something that I would want to get involved with or be in a country like Russia that was communistic. I felt that we deserved a little more independence than what the people in communist countries were able to get. Mm-hmm. And I, aside from that, I just, I don't think I would be interested in communism at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think a democracy is much better than communism.
And so, at that time, were you familiar with how communism was?
I was familiar with how it worked, all right, to a degree. But I didn't want to become any part of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever read any propaganda type articles about?
No, I never. Of that nature? I never. I just kept completely clear of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of any communists being arrested in this area at all, anywhere?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can remember anything about. There may have been, but I don't recall anything like that.
And how did you feel, well, I'll just ask the question as it reads. Did you share the view that known communists should be arrested or deported?
Repeat that. What about it?
Did you have the view that if a person in the United States was found out to be communist, that he should be arrested or deported to Russia?
Oh. I think a lot of that would depend on the individual, but if they were actually communist,
they should be pointed out. I'd say loosely, kind of a loose term to use, so that other people would know that they were, that they were communistic.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't feel any.
I didn't.
Punishment.
I didn't. I didn't know of anything. Of course, I didn't know any communists.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I'd ask this, but were you? You didn't have a great fear of communism at that time, did you?
I didn't, no. I didn't think it had ever happened.
Mm-hmm. How did you see the impact after you came back from Korea? Did you see any impacts of the war here?
Not really. I just came back to a normal life and everything seemed to go back to a pretty normal situation.
Were you aware of like blood drives that were going on and kind of things like that?
And what was going on?
Blood drives to send.
Oh, blood drives. Yeah.
Were you familiar with those?
Yeah, I've donated blood to blood drives and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't anymore because I had some surgery at one time a few years ago.
And how did you feel that most people, how did you think most people felt about the draft at that time in this area?
I think they probably felt that it was a necessary thing because there weren't probably enough joining the armed services. I know when we were in high school, just about my senior year, a lot of the fellows in the class before me, and I don't know if there's any in my class in high school or not, did join different branches of the services. But I wouldn't say I was unpatriotic. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to unless I was drafted, and then I went without any problem at all. But as far as joining the armed forces, I probably never would have if I hadn't have been drafted.
Mm-hmm. Did you
see? I didn't mind the army at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any effect of the war on the prices and the availability of goods?
During the war and before I was inducted into the service, there was rationing and that sort of thing, and the availability of a lot of things, it just there wasn't any availability of them, but that was all prior to that time. That was when the Second World War, 1941, mm-hmm. along in there, mm-hmm. and in those years, gas rationing and food stamps, food stamps for certain things, I guess it was, but at that time I was so young, I didn't think that much about it.
So,
but I, as far as the Korean War was, I didn't have that. Didn't have any effect as far as I was concerned.
So, how would you compare between World War II and the Korean War? How was it different here in the United States during those two wars?
Well, I think there was a lot more awareness. Because it was such a much larger war on a grander scale, the World War II, than the Korean War. Korean War, I think, had a limited effect on people here. Where on the other, in World War II, there were so many affected by it that it was World War II was number one, and Korean War was maybe a 10, or I guess World War II would be a 10 and Korean War would be a 1, I guess, the way they rate them now. I mean, there wasn't that much
mm-hmm.
To do about it.
And how were when the veterans returned, to yourself and others, how were they, when they returned home, how were they received?
How were they received?
By the people. How did the people feel about those who fought over there?
I think just back to normal. I mean, as far as I knew, I never knew anybody that had any problems.
Mm-hmm. Were they, like, made out to be heroes?
I suppose there were some that were. I don't know. I didn't get into that at all. So I know I certainly wasn't.
mm-hmm. Okay, in general, what was the kind of a brief overview of the community, the Hillsborough and Forest Grove area in the 1950s? How was it?
I think it was pretty average American. I don't know what I would compare it with other parts of the country. I never traveled that much to make a comparison with any other area. So I really don't know what to say there, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to compare it with. As far as I was concerned, it was normal, back to everyday life.
Mm-hmm. And how was the the economy around here? What was it mainly focused on?
I can't think of anything to say that the economy was either down or up. Pretty much the same as it always had been, as far as I could see.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you other veterans to talk to also?
Just like every student had tried to find one person they could talk to.
Great, I haven't been very much help to you.
Oh no, it's been great. Oh. Is there anything else that you remember from that time that we didn't really?
No, there really isn't.
You think it would be?
I can't think of anything else that would be a punchline for you. You've covered a lot of topics there that are not real familiar to me. Maybe someone else that was a little more active politically and more community-minded probably would have a little more input for you than what I've had. But I'm just kind of a backwoods country kid.
Well, we basically wanted to see what everyday life was like in Hillsborough in the 1950s.
Well, like I say, when I was young, we didn't do a lot of the things you folks do now. We didn't have the larger high schools probably had more than what we had in the 50s. Sports-wise, I think you're more active than what we were. I don't have too much more to say about it.
No, it's about... Okay, well, I think we covered most of the stuff that we wanted to get covered.
Okay.
So, how do you stop?